Hi, hello, how are you? Sorry, I can't come to the phone right now. I've left you a little update. Have a listen.
I'm late for a very important date. I have missed my deadline of doing this every Monday. I know. What am I like? What excuse do I have? Well, there isn't one. Of course, there are no excuses in life, are there? Except for I was feeling a bit miserable yesterday, to be honest. And I thought, I can't come on here and be miserable. That's not what this is about, is it? But I'll tell you for why, for transparency, I was feeling miserable. One of my very good friends was having a very major surgery yesterday. So I was a bit anxious. I felt a bit knotty tummy all day yesterday. I didn't much feel like being talkative yesterday. And we don't always feel like that, do we? So, you know, that's fine. It's fine to take a moment to yourself, isn't it? And have a little worry occasionally. So all of us do it. We all do it at some point. So I had a little down day yesterday for that reason. And also another reason, actually, just for transparency, it was the anniversary on Friday of losing my best dog in the world, Sky. So yes, we've been without him for a year. So there was that. You know, in the scheme of things, war and all the like, you know, it's not a huge deal, but you know, to us personally, it is. So anyway, I've had a word with myself, which I do often, and I think everyone should. And I was like, should I miss this? Should I just skip one? Or should I do one on Tuesday? And I've gone with, I'm doing it on Tuesday. As you will have noticed, it is Tuesday. So there we go. Other things that I did last week, I went to the London Book Fair, which is one of the biggest book fairs in the world. It's huge. If you're agoraphobic, I don't recommend going, or claustrophobic. I've never loved Olympia. Olympia is where they do, over here, they do the Ideal Home exhibition. They have the horsey dressage and jumping things in there. Horse of the Year show. Joe, it's called the Horse of the Year. Horse of the Year. I've got horse's teeth in today. Why am I always doing this? The Horse of the Year show is on at Olympia too. And it's enormous and it gets very busy and very packed and you get jostled about. And you would think bookish people, you would think would be a bit more polite, but no, I was nearly mown down by a grown, very tall man that was obviously on his way to somewhere without looking where he's going. And actually talking about looking where you're going, because I had a few days commuting basically into town, which I don't normally do. I used to do it lots for auditions and things, but they're all self-tapes now. So I don't have to traipse in on the trains and tubes. So I've not done this for a long while. I had a few days in a row where I've had to commute. And I have to say, I've noticed a massive difference in the fact that I'm sure last time I did rush hour commuting, that the trains are full of people having full-blown conversations with someone on their phone via the medium of earphones, so you don't even get the benefit of hearing what the other person's saying. And on the carriage I was on, I'm not kidding, there were, in the space of the 6 and 4 seats, just the seats that were around me, 3 people were doing that. 3 people were having loud conversations with, I don't know, lovers, partners, daughters, sons, I don't know. And frankly, I don't care. And frankly, I find it a real ball ache because it's so bloody rude and dull. I don't want to listen to your conversation. And if someone rings me when I'm in that situation, if I have to answer, I'll answer very quickly and say, I'm on a train, I'll talk to you later. Or I'll just ignore it because I'm of the opinion that strangers don't want to know the ins and outs of my life. And I think it's true because I'm a writer and I am interested in strangers' lives, but only if I can hear it when I want to hear it. Do you know what I mean? I just think it's totally and utterly rude. I sound like an 80-year-old, don't I? I'm just realizing how very, very not Generation X or millennial I sound. I sound like a right old codger. But I mean, I don't know. It seems to be normal and acceptable. And I just don't get it. I just don't get why you would want to speak loudly to people on a packed train. Drives me crazy. So that's one thing. And the book fair, what I found was interesting and a little bit sad because of the quality of children's books that are there and the lack of interest in, you know, the whole book fair is enormous and the children's section of it in comparison is minuscule, which is a worry. And I spoke to the British Library publishing people. They had a stand there and they don't even do children's books. So I was just like, wow, okie dokie. And then all the books that I did see there, they seemed garish and I'm going to say childlike, which I suppose people will go, well, of course. But I think not of course, because as anyone that knows me knows, I set out with the ones that I write to make modern classics, and they're beautiful. You know, the artistry in the illustrations are beautiful. And that's as important to me as the words being funny and informative. So I don't know. I came away feeling like, oh, interesting. And frankly, if you don't encourage young people to read, only 1 in 5 children have a book, by the way, which is scary. And I've been making books, publishing books and writing books long enough to know that there are certain children that when they see the cover of my books, they swipe them as if they were an iPad. So that's a huge concern to me personally. And I don't for the life of me know why that's not a huge concern for the publishing industry as a whole, in that who do they think are going to be their readers in decades time if kids are opting out of reading books? So anyway, that makes me sad. So there were a few things really that were making me a bit sad, which is why I was late to the table with this podcast. But on a funny note, and I will leave you with a funny note, as I don't want to depress you for the rest of your week. My husband, Phil, you know him. Well, you don't, but you know, you'd love him if you did. He said to me last night, do you fancy seeing Dolly Parton with Imelda Staunton? That's what he said to me. Do you fancy seeing Dolly Parton with Imelda Staunton? And I stopped what I was doing. I think I was mid toast, betting into a slice of toast or something. And he was like, why do you look confused? And I was like, the whole sentence doesn't make sense. And he went, yes, it does. It's that show that you like. And I said, do you mean, would I like to go and see Imelda Staunton in Hello Dolly? Yes, he said, that is what I mean. However, now he's offered, I quite would like to go and see Dolly Parton with Imelda Staunton, because she's a great actress and she's hilarious. She's married to the butler from Downton Abbey. She's multi-talented. She's amazing. So I would love to go and see Dolly Parton, who is also multi-talented and amazing, and a philanthropist, and just, you know, they're two amazing women. And so what he offered me first is what I would prefer, actually. I would prefer to go with Imelda Staunton to see a Dolly Parton concert, but I will accept going to the theatre to see Hello Dolly starring Imelda Staunton. Thanks for listening.